Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Lapis Day, y'all. This is your girl, Bianca Pittman, a.k.a. your Coochie Shiro, giving you a fresh Coochie Conversations episode. Today, alongside myself and Joanne, we have a very special guest in the building. Today, we have Melanin B from Holistically Hilarious. Mel is a laugh specialist slash laugh yogi, and she's going to talk to us today about how laughter is truly medicine. Hi, Melanin. Thank you for joining us today.
Love and laughter. Thank you so much for having me as a guest. Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes. So we all know how good we truly feel after a good laugh, mm-hmm. you know, after one of those deep, deep belly laughs, the ones that you can hardly breathe. I know for me, like, laughter is one of my favorite things to do. Like, I just love, like, comedy movies. I love you because you just always have me laugh. And little backstory of me and Melanin's relationship. I had been following Melanin for maybe since like 2016 on Instagram. And I always just liked her content. She always did like the spiritual comedy memes and stuff. And, you know, I was living in New Jersey, always liked her content. And I swear moving to LA has given me the opportunity to be in spaces with people that I would only just follow on social media. So one day, I'm at a kickback called Kinfolk that happens here in LA. It used to happen the first Thursday of every month. And I'm there, me and Kiko, long live Kiko. And I see Melanin pulling on her bike. And I'm like, and it's funny because Melanin had just started following me on Instagram, maybe like a week before this. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, so Kiko walks up to her because, you know, he's always the heartthrob. He walks up to her. She picks him up. And, like, they formulated their own connection before I actually connected to her. And we clicked right away. You know, it's that fire energy, that Leo-Sag energy. It's a very dynamic duo type of energy. And at the time, I was in a very dark space. I had just parted ways with my partner and found out I was pregnant. And Melanin really came in and saved the day. I remember hanging out with her, our first just solo encounter. And we just had pizza, like vegan pizza and like chips and dip. And she just had me laughing so much that like I literally forgot all the things that I was going through. So shout out to you, Melanin. Shout out to all the changes you're making in the world. And I just really want you to break it down, because we know, like, laughter strengthens your immune system, it boosts your mood, it can diminish pain, it protects you from, like, damage and stress effects and stuff. And I just want you to tell us how you embarked on this journey and how it's beneficial to you.
Yeah, and how you transmuted something so common to a modality. I mean, you can go on and on about what laughter does, but the fact that you have cornered a market to making it a modality and making it like, you know, a successful business model, like it's very, very commendable to see you as a melanated woman laughing your way to the bank. It is truly refreshing to my soul. You know, I love your content. I love your skits, and it's relatable content because we're spiritual beings having earthly experiences. So to see you just transmute every situation to a lesson, but also laughing and smiling through it. I think that Black women need to see teeth way more often.
Yes, that part. Because we have a thing for having a resting B-I-T-C-H face. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we can, you know, curse our respect the platform to the conversation. Okay, yeah, the resting bitch face is something that is very prevalent, and we don't allow ourselves the ability to just smile and laugh. Enough. Yeah. Because even smiling sends signals and activate neurotransmitters in your brain to let you know that you're happy and you're smiling. And when sometimes we just get comfortable in that resting bitch face, it brings down our energy because our face muscles are not being utilized and it is not sending a signal to our brain. So everything is always connected. And that's one thing that I grasped and I had to accept in the beginning phase of entering a life of lack of stay, a life of laughter and joy. Because prior to, you know, me becoming a laughter yogi, I was very much living a completely opposite lifestyle. Not joyful, not even in the presence of joy. And even though it was always around me, I had blockers and filters and a mindset that was not conducive to me being present in what was already being presented to me, which is joy. And laughter yoga has the ability to do that because laughter is the audible expression of joy. Mm. And a lot of times, too, especially, you know, as melanated people, melanated women, my reasoning for wanting to bring it down to earth, to help it get ground, to help ground what laughter yoga was and the practice of it as a healing modality was to let people know, listen, first of all, we're joyful, not a joke. And within okay, joy brilliant. Is you, period, honey, menstruation. I started saying that yesterday. Okay, so like, because when you are joyful, not a joke, it helps you feel more okay, cool. Because some people, you know, look at laughter as just only hee hee ha ha and entertainment, but it's actually a healing modality, and it helps you to release stress. And a lot of women, the reason why we always have the resting bitch face is because we're stressed. We got the weight of the world on our shoulders. But laughter helps you to laugh and relax and decompress and de-stress. And then when I provide you with the edutainment and what I learned about the edutainment part of the entertainment that goes on with the laughter, because it's always a celebration. Laughter is always a great feeling, but it has healing properties within it. And then you realize joy is a form of resilience. So wow. It's like, oh, so mm-hmm. I'm joyful, I'm resilient, and I'm laughing. And mm-hmm. it's like you're just like you're stacking your paper, you're stacking your healing modalities on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're laughing and relaxing and decompressing, and then you're able to bounce back within that same breath, within that same Raleigh's, the exhale of laughter, you've done so much at one time without even having to do anything but just be willing to allow. So right. That was the main thing that I had to learn to allow me to shift my mindset, to go from where I was to get to where I needed to be, to get to where I continue to glow and grow, was accepting and being willing to allow the joy to just be engulfed in my body.
Ashe, I want to ask you, I read an article the other day. I'm always reading articles. I'm like the botanical encyclopedia, okay? Iglesia Mariras. I'm loving reading. So I read that the throat is very tied and connected to the diaphragm, which is connected to the pelvic bone. So
which is connected to the womb. At the
same time, which is connected to, which is the fossa to the womb. So I just want to just share with you that in that data that I got the other day, and then hearing you now, and it's like, it's so obvious that la ha ha, like that expression would be healing in so many ways. And I love that even though you and B met the way you met, your practices are aligned literally and laterally, because
yeah,
both of them together combine. Imagine you laughing on a yoni steam.
What
really?
Oh my goodness.
What really is coming to you?
Very healing. Honey, I love laughing and releasing on the yoni steam. I love the products. It really, it's like it's an internal activation.
Ooh.
From both ends. You're receiving and releasing.
And
you're
I receiving tell women too, like every time you laugh or you speak your truth, you're literally like opening and relaxing your pelvic floor. Every time you open your mouth wide, you're opening your pelvic floor. You know what I mean?
And there's like a lot of confusion about that action, Bianca, but we're not going to talk about this at the episode.
Okay.
A lot of confusion behind that. They thinking if they're doing one thing, they're doing another, and that ain't it. Relaxing your jaw is some way different. Like, ha ha, not ah ah.
Right.
No low vibrational content today.
Not for real. And I've seen articles and stuff and read articles and seen videos on like YouTube in regards to like
people healing from cancer through laughter.
Yes, because laughter helps you to strengthen your physical immune system by creating antibodies to help fight off infection.
Wow.
And yes, and laughter is really great for cancer patients because we need the increase of the antibodies, oxygen, and oxygenating your body, because that is so important. The oxygen that flows through our body and creating I call it internal euphoria. It's your internal joy, your bliss, and accessing your internal pharmacy.
So is that the oxytocin that's being released, like the feel-good hormone?
Endorphin. Oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin. And the reason why it's also really great for cancer patients, because it's a coping mechanism, and it's also a form of medicine in an internal way. It's non-pharmaceutical, but it also reaps very great benefits, because when you are experiencing cancer, and if you have taken an approach to do the maybe chemo or radiation, it can come with pain. It can come with sadness. It can come with grief. So utilizing laughter as a healing modality to cope and to heal and still be present and joy, because no matter what you're experiencing in life, you still deserve to laugh your best life. So it also does that for you as well. And laughter releases the hormone endorphins, and endorphins is your natural painkiller. And you know, with cancer, your body can be in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. So it's really great for that. I just realigned with it also as well for lymphatic drainage. Wow. Because for me, one of my challenges that I had to allow myself to overcome was having a backed up lymphatic system. And laughter helps you to create to drain your lymphatic system, because you don't have a pump for that. You don't have anything that automatically does it. So you have to manually pump and drain your lymphatic system. And most of your lymph nodes are in your diaphragm. And when you're doing diaphragmic deep belly breathing, you're automatically utilizing laughter as a pump to help flush out your lymphatic system. So that's why I say it helps you to access your internal pharmacy, because your internal pharmacy has so much within there that can help you create your joyful life and have that external reality that you deserve to live, despite anything that you may be experiencing or going through and growing through in your life.
I think that you taking this on, like you carrying this for us, is something so profound and dynamic. And I just pray and I wish you the utmost success, because this is the purest form of healing. Doing something that you're already called to do, doing something that you've done as a baby without barriers, without constraints, without wondering about the worries of the world. You know, something so innocent that was robbed of us with the turns and twists of life. And the fact that you're reclaiming it, something so simple that we all can do, and tying it into our internal pharmacy and showing us how to utilize our diaphragm. Like, breath work is one of my favorite modalities. I have the word breathe tattooed on me, like, to remind myself, with a period, breathe the period, to breathe. You know, so the fact that I can breathe, I can utilize my bodily functions, center my mind, practice mindfulness, and laugh. I think that people need this more than they even know. And I want to do everything I can to create awareness around your model, because laughter is so healing, and knowing you is such a joy. Like,
yes,
back up every time,
every time,
every
time.
This is as serious as I'll be tonight. No, for real, because I feel like I'm so serious right now, because I really,
speaking of modalities, Mel, tell us about your card game.
Yes, you have a physical product.
Yes, I do. I have a physical product. It's called Laugh or Stay Out Loud. And laughaste is a word that I created. It means laughter and joy. It's an emotional state of being. And to maintain your laughaste, you have to do daily practices, daily exercises to assist you. And Laughaste Out Loud is a product that I've created to assist you, to help you access your internal pharmacy. Because sometimes people do find it slightly challenging and awkward to just laugh on command or intentionally allow themselves to laugh. So Laughaste Out Loud is a card game and a healing modality. It's my hilarious version of charades. But what it does is it brings people together one laugh at a time. And you can utilize it as a card game to play amongst friends, family, things of that nature. I've even played it in corporate America for team building skills and corporate wellness as well, to de-stress and bring people together, because social bonding is so important to come together with laughter and joy. But also in my personal life, I use it actually daily. I pull a card every day.
And you want to get in your witchy bag with it, you can do it as you can read yourself with these cards.
I just did a full moon reading. I sure did.
See?
See, I've been sick. See, ooh, it's so many dimensions that it exists. It's, I've been doing intuitive readings. I did. I actually pulled up to Echo Park and was like, you know what? I just want to see what people will be interested in intuitive readings. How can you cultivate more joy into your life? And it was really amazing. Wow. So I didn't even realize when I created it in this dimension that it was going to exist in multiple other dimensions.
Yeah.
I mean, the day that you came here with the card game, you gave me a reading with it.
That is correct.
Girl, you know you're gonna put it on in this episode,
person,
right?
I was the first person that you read with the cards.
That is so exciting because not only do they get to connect with Melanin on all her social media platforms, I am obsessed with her TikTok.
What is your social media? How can we keep in touch with you, Mel?
Yes, it's Holistically Hilarious on all platforms. Holistically, HOLISTIC. ALLY, and then Hilarious, own and trademark, HEALARIOUS, because it's about finding humor in your healing, because life may not always be funny, but it sure is hilarious.
Yeah. You know, you say hilarious, mine is ridiculous. I have a teenager, okay? I have
mine
a 15-year-old right child.
Now.
I be looking around like, this is a joke. Y'all, we were just on FaceTime, listeners, and my daughter's like, oh, let me say hi to Auntie Bianca. I was like, I'm not right now, because I didn't want to embarrass myself, because my child is in here with her robe, her bonnet, a full pajama, slippers, and a blanket over her shoulders. Look like you're going to watch the last Quidditch match of the season, because one window is open in here. And it's like, you got to laugh. You got to laugh. The other day,
well,
she came home and she's like,
she always gives me a good laugh.
Children are so raw in their emotions. And
raw and uncut. My son is 13, and laughter has helped me to ease gentle co-parenting into our lifestyle, because we was not raised with no gentle parents. Our parents was not gentle at all. They was gangster parents. That was gangster parents, not gentle parents.
There was
parents.
No soft parenting.
No, it was very rough. It was giving realness. It was giving sit your ass down and have a seat. It was like, don't come in the house until it's time to go to bed. We was outside with no cell phones, no nothing, just
okay,
existing. Playing.
Red
playing.
Light, green light, hot peas and butter, like we
belly.
Yeah, okay. Booty tag.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? All of that. So now, like, I have to, I utilize laughter yoga as a practice, because gentle parenting my son triggers my inner child.
Wow.
Because she never got that comforting. So I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? My inner child, because she can be petty, because she's like, she's healing. So she'd be like, why are you talking to him like that? Like, ain't he a boy? Like, just thug him out real quick. And I'd be like, no, you know, it's okay. I'm loving on him like you deserve the love that you didn't get.
You needed. Right.
So I hug myself and laugh before I allow myself to discipline my child in certain ways, because I don't want it to come off as if I am projecting my hurt or even my emotional unintelligence on him, because emotional intelligence is so important in parenting when you are disciplining them and redirecting them, because you feel like they should know better, but then at the same time we grown as hell and we don't know better sometimes.
Right.
So I have to laugh and relax. I have to just, and sometimes me and my son pull a car together to de-stress the situation.
I mean, when I found out I was having a boy, you know, I would always listen to you guys on the phone, and it gave me so much joy just to hear him and hear him talk to his mom and just y'all relationship and y'all dynamic. It gave me something to really look forward to. So,
but it also speaks to how she utilizes her own practices. You know what I mean?
No, yes. And that's the importance.
Yeah. We can only meet people as deeply as we meet ourselves. So the fact that you created these modalities because they help you in your own healing process and are continuing to help you, it just gives the audience base that resonance. Like, this is a journey, and here are tools for the journey. We love a care.
I mean, just like us with, you know, yoni steaming and womb healing. It's like I use these modalities for myself, and then I started to share them with the world. But had I not seen the effects on myself, I wouldn't have nothing to share with you guys. Like, you know, so in healing ourselves, we heal each other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you are physical proof that laughter is medicine. Melanin, I'm so grateful for your life. Please pull us a card.
Can you pull us a card right now?
I'm excited.
I'm gonna shuffle the deck. And I'm
you
just gonna
shuffle
act.
The deck.
I'm asking spirit from the highest vibration of joy. What is the card pull for this dynamic podcast, this coochie conversation, this joyful coochie conversation. What does the laughter say? It says insane. And what I feel like this is saying to some people, what we're talking about is insane.
We sound insane.
We sound
like
insane.
Laughing, healing.
Yeah, you know, yoni steaming.
Yoni steaming.
Laugh at my pain. Sit on flowers.
Yeah. How am I going to be depressed?
And in the bottom of the deck, listen, you know, you hear me? I said the bottom of the deck.
we be so witchy.
The bottom in the
It said loud, and we gotta be louder for the people in the back. Because no matter how we think we sound, we gonna still project and be loud. I'll be out here joyfully choosing to laugh to stay with our coochies vibrating high. You know what I'm saying? Healing from within. Because activating your coochie chakra, the yoni steams helps you to access your internal pharmacy and your healing as well. It's just like yoga. So we may sound insane, but we're gonna keep being loud about it.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Ashe, yes. Thank you so much for that. Yes. I really enjoyed that conversation.
Yes, I'm so excited. So, where can the people see you next? Because I see you post a couple of live shows. You do stand up. You do physical intimate settings. You know, you do the corporate retreats. You do the corporate gatherings. You hold space for the collective in the way of yogi meditations and laughter healing. And you also have this physical product. So, if people cannot see you physically, tell them exactly the rundown. TikTok, Instagram.
Yes, if they cannot see me physically, I have a hilarious Patreon where you get all of the hilarious edutainment and you get live laughter yoga sessions every Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Pull up on me. You get access to all of the hilarious ebooks and guides to assist you to be out here activating your laughter state so you can laugh your best life. Being a part of the hilarious Patreon is like being a part of a hilarious exclusive family that's filled with joy, but we're joyful, not a joke. It's like, and then we also talk about dark humor because that's healing. So we got our dark humor homies, and that utilizes a healthy sense of humor to help them heal as a form of alchemy, because that's so important to be able to laugh in places you once cried, baby. So it's a safe, sacred place for silly time and healing with humor and laughing your best life. The hilarious Patreon is popping. And also, you know, if you, you know, don't want to be a part of a hilarious community, you can just go to Shop Hilarious and check out all of the ebooks, the ebooks and the guides. And we have laugh tones. They're not necessarily ringtones, because you can you can use it for a ringtone, an alarm clock. You could just play when you want to raise your vibrations. Children love to hear the laugh.
Prompts to laugh.
And exactly. It's your hilarious reminder that all the time we just take your laugh break. Just like that. Yes, because laughter, because you can forget to laugh. As adults, we laugh less. And this is because we get hardened and rigid by life experiences. And then also laughter, the reason why I love how you got, you know, breathe, you know, on your breath or breathe. Am I saying it right? It says breathe.
Breathe, period.
Breathe. Period. Administration. I just started saying it yesterday and I was stuck. Okay, so like, it's so important to breathe, and laughter is a really great way to help you exhale. Because even as adults, we do not release the old stuff, residual air that sits in our lungs. So we breathe very shallow. So we need to take deeper breaths. We need to really laugh and just...
Wait. When in doubt, laugh it out.
Right, when in doubt, laugh it out. Can you tell us the story of when laughter
saved you from a situation?
Saved you. I have a situation that you told me the other day on your bike. I don't know if you want to share that one, but
which one? Oh, when I fell?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so yeah, I fell. Oh my goodness. So I was riding my bike. I was doing the most. So I be riding the bike, drinking juice, recording content, just out here with no helmet. Safe though, because I'm the only guy in to protect it. But I fell extremely hard and it caught me off guard because I don't fall. But I had a slight anxiety attack because I was so, the fall got me. I didn't get hurt, but it was just the fact that I fell and you don't know you're going to fall. I mean, no, you don't know you're going to fall. But it was like, oh my God. So I started to cry and laugh at the same time. It was like, calm down. I had to hug myself and laugh in public in Koreatown with everybody watching me, not caring, because I just dropped my bike, fell. I'm standing right there and my juice on the ground, my bag flipped over, and I'm calming myself with laughter as I'm actually actively having a slight anxiety attack. But I had to just remind myself I'm safe, no real wounds, but internally,
Wow.
And I had to just laugh in Raleigh's and just get myself together. It was the absolute most. Honey, I was rolling, just recording content, had the phone in the air. And also what helped me, what contributed to the fall was me saving my phone versus saving myself. Because I was like, listen, the phone needs to be saved. It's like me. You know what I'm saying? But... I know I'm the one that got it protected. I was going to be okay. But it was just, it was in the moment of me, because the panic and the mind, I was feeling like, oh my God, you just almost could have just died. But you, because you go to the worst before you go to the best.
Yeah.
But then I had to check myself and say, girl, you was okay. You're actually pretty fine. You was okay enough to get your phone.
That's the definition okay. of alchemy. That is a definition yeah. of alchemy.
And then
transmutation. And we all have the opportunity every single second of the day to choose again and to just be present and to just decide how you release it.
Because we create our own reality. She could have reacted yeah. totally different yeah. and changed the whole vibration of her entire day.
Right.
Yeah, because on the way riding my bike home, I kept having moments where I, like, it hit me again. Like, you just really almost, you just fell hard off the curb.
Hard?
You just got curb checked so hard. Like, you was not paying attention. So, but I just happened to laugh. Like, the tear, I had to take my glasses off because it was like, it was tears of joy, relief, grief, all in one. Wow. So when I got home, yeah, and I was, it's still like right now when she said it, I had to just go into, girl, you okay? Because it's still, but that's how you can ruminate on past experiences that can take you to places and make you, because it was slightly traumatic, yes. but you can transmute laughter with trauma.
Right.
And I had to immediately regulate my nervous system, because when you have anxiety attacks, your nervous system is not regulated. So I had to go into a parasystematic state of being and calm my nervous system and just tell myself, like, if your phone is fine and you check that, you fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was recording on the video, y'all, just hold me on. So I was really fine, but it's also about we're dramatic as well. We're very
Leo,
dramatic.
So we know. Oh, you know how them Leos be.
Honey, I was giving an Oscar performance. And then somebody came up to me, asked me if I was okay. I wanted to say, like, I could have said no just to see what they were gonna do for me, because you know you'd be like, no, I'm not okay. But right. I was like, you was fine. You were okay.
You are well. And I think that once people realize they have the internal comms, the internal communication to re-regulate themselves and reroute that trauma response, that's what power is, right? That control, you're taking back your power. You're saying, no, I am in charge of my regulatory system. I am not choosing trauma. I'm choosing to stay present and to embody the joy that I already had. I'm just reaccessing it. You know, we all have a little reservoir of joy within us. And I just thank you so much for taking this time out today to express your crap with us. A thousand flowers just for showing up for Black women. And showing us that we can truly laugh at our pain. I'm a little bit of both. I'm a little bit of laughing at my pain, but a little bit of a dark humor. Like, there's a joke in my family that my grandma has been old for so long, and she was almost gonna die for so long, y'all. She has been dying for years, but she is so well, right? I have a former employer. I work for Black women, so one of my clients, she has a shop. And I was working for her, and she's relocating now. So she was saying, like, we recently got back in touch. She said, how's your grandma? Remember you took a week off because she was going down? I'm like, girl, she's still here. And we cracked up for like 3 minutes straight because she done changed locations. Added to the menu. My grandma's still here. Yeah, I was in shambles at work. Like, I can't come in till Friday. I got a nurse. My grandma is still here. That was before the pandemic, y'all. So the fact that she's like, oh, I got a new location. You want to work a few hours? I'm like, how's your grandma? Still here?
Hilarious.
I ain't missing no days.
Grandma holding it down. Holding it up, honey.
Still here, despite the jokes. Okay, so like laughing at our pain and laughing at just laughing in spite of, you know, in the Christian right. praise confuses the enemy. I think that this is a perfect likeness of that. Like, to laugh in the presence of a challenge is true.
Taking your adversity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially as melanated people, because we have been through so much in our lives, and we're laughing for our ancestors as well. Because one thing I studied and learned about laughter, that it was very frowned upon, and laughter was considered to be a form of insanity. How do we pull the card insane?
Yes.
That's crazy. People probably thought I was insane that day when I was literally crying, because it looked like I was jacked up, because I was.
You know what? I got a download just now. Another word for insanity is mad, and we are not that.
Okay. Yep. No, but they tried to say it. They even had a young black girl in Africa. They had her in an insane asylum because she could not stop laughing uncontrollably. But
if if my native country was being colonized and I was being imprisoned on that same country, I would be laughing too.
They ended up praising at her feet, y'all, because they ended up going to her for joy. And somebody sent that to me. They said, I think that you and her, or you got some type of ancestral connection. Because she, you know, we all look similar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Because literally that day, I looked like I could have just broke down and just, my bike flew in the air. It looked dramatic. It gave, like, they would have thought I was on set. I was a sun devil. And I got back on my bike and started writing. I put that myself, put it in my bag. I even opened up my bag of little chickpea puffs and started, it was even crunching and crying and writing and rolling. I was just transmitting all ways possible. Bianca know I eat something quick. I chew and swallow in a minute, honey. And so I was, but it looked insane because laughter is such a powerful healing modality. I had to transmute because I had to just calm myself down. I was so okay to pick up my phone, to get the open these bag of chips and roll away.
Roll.
And it's so amazing because laughter, because to be able to laugh in places you once cried is literally the ultimate form of alchemy and transmutation.
Wow.
That's so important. And as melanated people, we've been through so much. So the fact that, you know, our ancestors wasn't even allowed to really express their joy, they had to do silent laughter.
Even now in our big age, they ain't no laughing matter. This ain't no joke. Yes, it is.
It very much is.
Like, don't tell me how I heal.
This is comical.
This is hilarious. This is hilarious, honey. And then the fact that laughter is the best medicine for stress, because laughter naturally combats the stress chemical cortisol within your body. A lot of us are chronically stressed, so then we experience depression, because that's when you begin to have a decrease in your serotonin level due to the increase of cortisol throughout your body. So when you're able to laugh and relax and laugh and release, your serotonin levels begin to increase, and then you begin to lower your stress levels, and you realize that life is joyful. Life is, you know, is what you choose to make it. Yeah. And but that's a concept that can be hard to grasp when you're not vibrating high enough to receive it. And it's about constant reminders. So these are daily prompts that I assist you with to give people. Even, you know, the card game, the laugh tones, even the hilarious guides and workbooks are all tools to assist you to have your daily reminder that laughter is something that is medicine, a healing modality, so it should be used as such. And especially on the days that you don't feel like it, because it's medicine. So it's not about the days that you're joyful. It's about the days when you feel like, damn, I really need this laughter the most.
You know, this conversation is so healing to me. And I'm in a season of, like, you know, just a lot of things are coming together for me. A lot of things are making sense of how I'm a very emotional person, but I'm not an outwardly expressive person. So, like, I can cry if something touches my heart, but I'm not going to cry because I'm a gangster in public, right? Or there's a lot of, like, extremities to my personality. And one of the things that are so pointed that people always describe me as is I'm jolly, or I play too much. Oh, you look young. Or I look like, or when I'm with my siblings, they think I'm the youngest one because I'm always laughing and I play too much. Like, and it's like too much as a society, right? We play too much, right? And it's like, I could fight a laugh at anything. Everything is ridiculous to me. part of this conversation is so healing and validating to me, because it's like, I do play too much.
Very.
I
would always get into trouble when I was younger for always laughing at the most inappropriate times. But, like,
that's healing for me. You laugh into the bank, Melanin. I wish you so, so much success. I hope your star gets so far and so bright that people come under you and learn your modality up under you and implement it just the way that you precisely curate that modality.
That's what I wanted to say too. Like, if anybody wanted to become a laugh yogini, how can they do that, Mel?
Most definitely. You can email me at holisticallyhilarious@gmail.com, or when you just go to my website, www.holisticallyhilarious.com. It's a link that says laughter yoga, and then you can click to become a certified laugh yogi.
Nice.
Wow.
And as we close out, we usually close out with a mantra.
Do you have a mantra for us today?
I have a hilarious laffirmation.
Yes.
A laffirmation. And this is a great one moving forward because I just love it. And it goes like this. I am willing to laugh at petty shit because joy is my superpower.
I am willing okay. to laugh at petty shit because joy
is my superpower.
Yes. Petty shit can be your own shit, other people's shit, just anything that's petty and trivial. You know what? Joy is my superpower.
Okay. Period.
Thank you so much gratification. I'm like monthly. I'm like, what?
I'll be like womb cleanse.
Shook my four. I love it. Ooh, come on with it. Cause I just started saying this yesterday. It ain't even been 24 hours. So maybe, honey, cause these yoni seems help you to get your menstruation regulated and help ease them cramps, honey. Everything's connected. See, the day before I was coming on this conversation, administration came to my line.
Okay, because you on the coochie conversation.
I'm so glad we finally got that.
I'll be on the lookout for some coochie content from Melanin. She's gonna
be
coochie connoisseur.
Yes, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We're so glad you joined
us.
Yes,
thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Namaste.
Namaste, everyone.